Hello, you reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Destiny. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today? Hello? Hello? Hello, anyone there?
Hello?
Yes ma'am. You reached your emergency roadside assistance. My name is Destiny. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Well, I have questions. I've been on hold for almost 40 minutes, so if we get disconnected, kindly call me back. I appreciate it. I'm calling because I need to know what services are. My son has been calling to have his tire changed, like tire assistance, just to have a tire change. But he's been quoted a price of, like, at the cheapest was $100.
Mm-hmm.
According to the paperwork, the contract, it doesn't show that there's a charge for that. It shows a charge for towing, but not for just to have a tire changed. So can you clear this up? Like, what exactly
yes, ma'am.
Is the offer? And
can I get your phone number, please?
You know what? I'll give you his phone number. Just again, you want my phone number? Or his
yes,
phone
just
number?
In case I get disconnected from you.
Yep, 630-890-7895.
Okay, and can I get his phone number to locate his ticket?
His phone number, just a second. It's 224-762-6681.
224-762. And what was the last four, ma'am?
6681.
Okay, thank you. Give me one second. I'm sorry, our system is slow and slow right now.
That's okay.
And he called on the fourth, correct, ma'am?
He called what?
Did he call on the fourth? That was like
today.
A Sunday? He called today?
He called Sunday, and he called a couple times today.
Okay, give me one second.
And I guess, and like I said, I'm just trying to find out what his coverage is, if it's the same as any, like all three of my sons have Insure on the Spot. And Insure on the Spot is telling me that there's not a charge for you all to come out. There's not a charge for you all to come out just to change a tire. But he was quoted $100 to have it towed. But then when he called back again to ask about just having someone come out to change the tire, because the representative that's on the spot said to change a tire or bring gas, you know, things like that, let you in your car, there's no charge for that. You just have to supply, like we have to supply the tire, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We have to supply the glass, obviously. But the towing of the vehicle itself is a charge, but not those services. And that's what I'm trying to verify.
Okay, give me one second.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm looking over the account, and it says that he was requesting a tow service.
Yes, he was originally, but because it was more too expensive, all the prices he was called too expensive, this morning he called and asked about just having someone to come out to change the tire, to remove a tire and then put on a donut tire. And he was quoted.
And it don't look like they changed it at all. They didn't make no changes to their account. They just kept continuing with the towing service. Do he have a spare tire?
Yes. He has a spare tire. He has a donut that could be placed on the vehicle.
Is it his driver's side, front tire that's flat?
Yes. The driver's side. Yes, front tire. Can you share with me, just verify what Insure on the Spot told me that the coverage is?
Okay, give me 1 second. That page is loading.
Thank you.
So it says your coverage amount, well, his coverage amount is $30 and he can receive service every 72 hours.
The coverage is $30?
Mm-hmm.
So meaning you all would pay $30 towards him having a tire removed and a donut placed on?
Yes. So if it exceeds the amount of what the insurance cover, which is the $30, the insurance only covered $30, then that is why he would have a out-of-pocket expense.
Okay. And what all does that cover, the $30?
That covers any service. But let me double check.
But not towing.
Towing is, no, that's for towing too.
I'm sorry?
The $30 will go towards any service, including towing.
Okay, where do I get, because I was told $45 by Insurance on the Spot, that you all reimbursed $45.
I'm not sure why they told you that. You have to contact them for information on that. On our system, mm-hmm. it's showing that he's only covered for $30.
Do you show that he has full coverage?
And no, it just shows the coverage amount on his account. His name is Maurice McQueen. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's only saying for his coverage, the amount that he's covered for is $30. That's only as much information I can see.
Okay, so you don't show if he has full coverage or liability. You just show the roadside assistance coverage.
Yes, ma'am.
And what roadside assistance, what all do you all offer? I understand you're saying that everything will cost him $30, but what all is offered?
Okay, so you got towing service.
Mm-hmm.
You got fuel delivery.
Fuel delivery. Mm-hmm.
Lockout.
And with the fuel delivery, what's the details on that? He will have to provide the fuel, or you bring the fuel?
He will have to pay for the fuel. We just covered the delivery. His insurance only covered $30 for the delivery. He will have to pay for the gas.
Okay.
And he's only allowed to get 2 gallons max.
Okay.
And then
lockout.
Hmm?
You said lockout.
Mm-hmm. You did get jump start, correct?
You say what?
Jump start, just in case his battery dies.
Okay.
And then you have a locksmith if his key gets broken or he need a key remade.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have tire change.
And what does it say about the tire change?
Okay, so tire change, you're only covered for $30 as well. For all the service I provided you, he's only covered for $30.
But does it say they remove the defective tire and replace it with whatever tire we supply?
Yes. Okay. Are you able to add him into the call so I can ask him a few questions?
I will try.
If you do not know how.
I know how. It's just if his phone acts up a lot. So I will try to get him on the other line. It would be great if you also, I'm going to tell him to give you his email so you can email him that so he'll know everything that's covered, because we've been giving all this incorrect information.
In order for him to get, I'm sorry, you can continue.
That's okay, to insure on the spot. And I was told just what yesterday by someone, we reimbursed $45. And I with my other son, I do remember it being more than $30 that was reimbursed when I used this towing service probably about a year or so ago. And so I was just surprised to hear it's just $30. But either way. He needs to know, like, everything that's covered, you know. It'd be good to have a paper in front, you know what I mean, somebody, you know, so he can go on and remember.
Yes, ma'am. So he would have to get all that information from his insurance directly.
And see, they're telling us, they told me, I have to ask you all.
What?
Because, yes, I have, again, yesterday, I spoke to a young lady there, and she said, oh, they reimbursed $45 for all the other details. You got to get directly from them. And then today when I spoke to a representative, she would not confirm if you all reimbursed $45. She just said, I don't know the amount. You would have to talk directly to them.
They're the insurance.
Yeah.
So I'm not understanding why you're getting to run around with that when they're the insurance. They're supposed to know how much their customers are covered. We just provide their customers service, like if their car breaks down, that's about it.
And right. And so the $30 you all charge for your services, is what you're saying.
The $30 is what his insurance is paying, pretty much. And that's not what we charge. That's what his insurance is covering for him for the different services.
Okay. Because, like I said, the $30, I was sold $45 by one person, and the other person told me, oh, I wouldn't know that. You have to talk to the roadside assistance. They could tell you.
Yes, I would start getting names because that's ridiculous. Y'all give me the runaround, then you telling me you don't know. So you telling me you don't know how to do your job.
Exactly. I agree.
Level of frustration.
Yes. Oh, man. Tell me about it. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay.
Welcome.
Let me try to get him on the line. Let me see if I can get him on. Okay. Hopefully, I don't. If I disconnect you, please call me back.
Because
they never, for some reason, and never, the other number never hung up, insured on the spot. They're still showing us on hold.
Do you want me to go ahead and call him?
Sure.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Appreciate
your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.